Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about state politics. Jack, yesterday was election day in many communities. In Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Ypsilanti Township, voters approved a tax increase for expanded bus service. In Grand Rapids, voters approved two measures to continue an income tax for sidewalks and roads and make the city responsible for paying for sidewalk repairs. But in Birmingham, outside Detroit, voters decided not to approve a $21.4 million bond proposal to expand the public library. What do these results tell us about these communities?
Well, I think the results tell us that people are willing to pay for services they want and need and understand and aren't willing to pay for them in other cases. There are a few scattered anomalies. In Bedford Township near Toledo, people turned down a school millage. Mainly school millages made it. In the case of the Birmingham Library, there was a lot of anti-library agitation. They have quite a nice library now, and some people didn't understand why they wanted one that was so much larger and so much expansion. And my guess is they'll probably come back with a modified plan.
In other election news, after a first failed attempt, it looks like Tea Party leader Wes Nakagiri now has enough signatures to challenge Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly in the November election. First, tell us more about Nakagiri. Is he a serious threat to Kelly?
We don't know. He's a Tea Party person, and of course, the very fact that he's running is sort of an embarrassment. Now, we need to say that Lieutenant Governor is not like Governor or Senator. There's not a primary. These are positions that are chosen by party delegates, delegates of the party convention, which is around Labor Day, and there's been some attention paid because another Tea Party person, Todd Corser, almost knocked off Republican Chairman Bobby Shostak last year. It was a very close vote. And however, the Tea Party's, some of the wind has gone out of its sails since then. But they know they can't take on Governor Snyder. But they think if they manage to replace Brian Kelly, some of them, that would make a statement about Tea Party support in the Republican Party. Actually, it would be very embarrassing to Snyder. It would be very hard to run for governor with somebody who's sort of denouncing your policies. But we'll just have to wait and see. And again, the people who are elected delegates to these conventions may not be representative of the party or the state as a whole.
Let's get an update on the Detroit bankruptcy. Republicans in the Michigan legislature have created a House committee to deal with legislation on how the state will help out with Detroit's finances. And now there's talk of using the state's rainy day fund to help out with city pensions and ensure art from the Detroit Institute of Arts is not sold. Fill us in on what's happening here.
Here's what's going on. In order for this whole thing to work, the bankruptcy is now constituted. It hinges on this grand bargain where foundations and the DIA and the state would pony up some money. The state share was normally put at $350 million, but we learned earlier this week that if they make it in a lump sum as opposed to spreading it out over time, they could do it for $195 million, a little less than that. There are some Republicans who just plain don't want to help Detroit no matter what or are afraid of their voters will be upset if they do. But this might be the way out, to take money. Now, Governor Snyder has been very insistent on this rainy day fund. It was virtually empty when he got into office, and he's resisted using money for other purposes. And so he's built it up to this about $580 million last time I checked in there. Now, I don't know whether the legislature has to approve the transfer or the governor can just do it. I think it's a matter for legislative action, but this is money that's sort of sitting there, and it wouldn't require any new taxes or any cuts in other spending. And if this happens, I predict this will be the way it happens.
Thanks for your insights, Jack.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.